Hey everyone, welcome back to the All Things Gymnastics Podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brittany.
And this is the podcast where we talk about all things gymnastics. And the original plan was to wait until event finals at World Championships completely ended before we recapped the whole shebang. But things got a little crazy today, and we decided it would be best to kind of break down everything that happened today on day one.
Because I'm sure a lot of you have questions about
what happened. Because it's very confusing. Even for us, we've been for the last like 5 hours now trying to make sense of what happened and trying to get all the information straight.
I've never seen a group of people so collectively confused. Like all of the media, the people that always know everything, like Scott Bregman, I feel like he's reliable. Bailiff's situation, Lauren Hopkins, so many people. Like these are the people that like usually know what's going on, or they can quickly make sense of it. But I feel like even they were confused.
And I was like, this is scary, because I feel like they're like our leaders. You know what I mean? Well, it started so early, like super early in the morning. I woke up and I was just so confused when I saw it. So I woke up at like 4-ish in the morning here, Eastern time. And I saw that Jocelyn was out and then Allie Black was in. I was like, okay, cool. Not cool, but I figured.
That'll make sense. Right. That's what we expected. Allie Black was the first reserve. So Jocelyn goes out, Allie comes in. Cool.
And we had a feeling that was going to happen, knowing that Jocelyn was, you know, trying to decide whether she was going to compete or not. There was a small chance that she might compete, but it was kind of looking like probably not going to happen. So waking up to find out that Allie Black was in was not that surprising to me. But then like 10 minutes before the competition began is when I woke up again and I saw Leanne Wan was in, and I was like, how did this even happen?
We told you guys in our episode, was that yesterday?
Yes,
yesterday. Oh my gosh. That Cenge from Hungary was supposed to be the next athlete going in. And we saw Cenge and Leanna in, and we're like, wait,
what happened?
Like, how does this make sense? Like, what happened?
So there was a huge error on the FIG's part. It sounds like they're kind of trying to blame it on USA Gymnastics in their response, which is kind of funny, but...
But it's not USA Gymnastics' fault at all.
It's the FIG. So
this situation has never happened before, no. Basically.
We're going to try and break this down. It's very confusing. We're going to try and break it down as simple as we can.
So bear with us.
But hopefully this all makes sense. So Jocelyn goes out. Leanne goes in. Sorry. Already off to a bad start. Jocelyn goes out. Ellie comes in. She was the first reserve.
Because Jocelyn pulled out, that means that Leanne would now be eligible to be the new first reserve.
Because you're essentially shifting those rankings up. Originally, Leanne was 10th. She was right behind Allie Black. But she was not listed as a reserve because there was already two Americans in the final and obviously two per country. That also applies to the reserves.
Right. So she was basically two per country out of the reserve spot.
Right. So it skipped over her and it went to Cenge from Hungary as the next reserve in line. But with Jocelyn moving out of the final, that means Leanne was eligible to be the next reserve. So she should have been notified when Jessica Gatarova pulled out of the final, but instead the FIG told Cenge that she was in because they had her listed as the second reserve because she originally was. When qualifications ended and you have the piece of paper that has the rankings and who's qualified, Cenge was the second reserve, but because Jocelyn, an American, pulled out, that meant Leanne, an American, could move up and become the next reserve, meaning that the FIG should have, the second Jessica pulled out, told Leanne that she was in.
Not Cenge.
But they told Cenge, and then USA Gymnastics appealed. And if you look at the bottom of the start list, which is a document that the FIG puts out, it quite literally says on the bottom, if a qualified gymnast withdraws from the final, they may be replaced by another gymnast from the same NOC if the gymnast is ranked higher than the nominative reserve gymnasts, which Leanne was. So that's kind of where the whole mess starts. Because the FIG told the wrong gymnast that they were going to be competing. USA Gymnastics appealed it. The FIG realized they were wrong. And in the end, allowed both gymnasts to compete. They actually ended up hours later releasing a statement saying that the jury of appeals, which includes Nellie Kim, came to a decision that Leanne Wan is allowed to participate in the vault final and there should be 9 gymnasts competing in that final, with the reasoning being that the jury of appeal understands and accepts USA Gymnastics' reason, which led to a misunderstanding and considers this an administrative error. Such errors should not be at the detriment to the gymnast, and Leanne Wan was allowed to participate in this final. This decision is final and cannot be appealed. So they acknowledged the error, but didn't acknowledge what we're about to talk about.
Yeah, the trickle-down effect this has for Olympic qualification, which is what this World Championships is really all about. This is the final, really major opportunity for a lot of these athletes to qualify as individuals to the Olympics. So this creates a whole mess, particularly for Hungary. We mentioned that Zoya from Hungary was supposed to get the individual spot on the uneven bars, because the rules, if you're not familiar, are that one gymnast on every event qualifies to the Olympics, but that's not factoring in people who are on a team that have qualified to the Olympics or athletes that have earned a spot in qualifications from their all-around ranking. So when you take out those athletes, as well as the athletes that are on a team that has qualified to the Olympics,
the next highest score on every event
would be the person who earns an individual spot.
I like how we finish each other's sentences there.
Because we're struggling, we're like helping each other out.
So this would mean then that Zoya would qualify on bars because she posted the highest score out of any Hungarian gymnast.
And out of anybody else who was, again, not qualified as an all-arounder or on a team
that
qualified.
It's kind of a coincidence that Hungarian gymnasts are in the conversation on both vault and bars.
Yeah.
When you remove all those gymnasts that already qualified, you're looking at Hungarians on both events. But it's Zoya who gets the ticket because she put up a 13.866 on bars, which means when you look at the uneven bar results from qualification, she had the highest score when you subtract everybody who had already, from one method or another, qualified to the Olympics. And the reason that she gets the spot over Chenge, who put up a 13.5 on vault, was because the score
was higher.
Yeah, so Zoya had a higher score. Even though Chenge ranked higher on vault and qualifications, Zoya's score was higher, and that's what they base it off of. So that meant that Zoya would be going from bars, and Itziri Sandoval from Mexico would be going on vault, because then Chenge would get eliminated from the list because Hungary got the spot from Zoya. So things get dicey now when this mistake happens on the morning of event finals, just an hour before the competition begins. Because Chenge ended up competing in the vault final, finals has more weight than qualifications.
Yeah, they only rely on qualifications if they have to, basically.
Yeah, if the gymnast doesn't make the final, if no gymnast from that country make a final, then you're looking at qualification score and who has the highest score. Regardless of rank, you're just looking at the score. But because Chenge was now in the vault final,
she's in.
That technically means that she then would get the spot on vault, meaning that Hungary's spot at the Olympics
is going to her.
Meaning that Zoya, who was originally, prior to the mistake, supposed to be going with that spot on bars, now no longer can go because you can only have one gymnast per country.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
And ironically, Sandoval, who was, like we said, going to get the vault spot for Mexico, is now getting the bar spot. The only one that gets screwed is Zoya. And like, Hungary is still getting a spot.
Yeah.
Mexico is still getting their
and
spot.
That's just all a coincidence that it all played out that way.
Yeah.
But like you said, in the end,
it screws over one particular athlete, mm-hmm. and that's not fair to her. That's not her fault.
So at this moment, we're still waiting on the FIG to tell us what's happening with that.
How they're planning on rectifying the situation. Personally, I think they should just let Zoya go. Like, this was their error.
Yeah.
And so an athlete shouldn't have to pay the price for that. That's my opinion, personally.
And I think Chenge would probably understand, but I think, unfortunately, that would mean that she doesn't go on vault. Like, they would just have to apologize to her for screwing that up.
Either that or bend the rules. They both go.
I don't know if they can do that. Like, I don't know.
I feel like if they were going to correct the mistake, they should have done it today. by basically going to Chenge and saying, we're sorry, well, we got this wrong, you're actually not in the final.
They can still maybe allow her to compete in the final, but I don't know as far as like Olympic qualifications go. The rules...
Well, right. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that if they were going to... Right now, everybody's under the impression that Chenge got the spot on vault. And maybe stuff's happening behind the scenes that we don't know about, but they should have went to her today. They should have rectified this today. And they should have said, hey, we made a mistake. We apologize. We're going to let you compete in the final. Or we're not going to, I guess, whatever they decide. But either way, okay, we're going to let you compete in this final.
But just
because
know.
Because we made an error, but just know that the spot was originally going to your teammate is still going to her. Yeah, basically.
That's what should happen.
Is that what's going to happen? I doubt it. The FIG seems in the business of blaming USA Gymnastics for this at the moment, just based off that statement. So,
but they are the ones that have the rule on the bottom of the start list. Like, the rule is quite literally on the bottom of the start list that basically translates into, in this particular circumstance, it translates into Leanne Wan gets to compete.
Yeah, which I think that that could be easy to overlook, but people associated with the FIG, of all people, should be the ones that know the rules. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I could see why, you know, fans or even media could overlook something like that. And like, with... we initially did. I didn't catch on to Leanne Wan being the first reserve. You know what I mean? Well, so I could see why humans make errors.
But with Olympic qualifications on the line, I feel like you better, like, cross your T's, dot your I's.
Yes.
Have 20 people check yourself, like...
Yeah, because this is what happens. It ends up being a shit show, and an athlete who worked really hard and rightfully earned a spot is right now looking at getting that ripped from them at the last second, which is really, really unfortunate and unfair. So
we'll await the
we will keep the news. You updated.
Obviously, stay tuned to social media because anything that happens is going to come out there first. But we'll give an update on the pod as well as soon as we have one.
For now, we're going to move on from that and we're going to actually talk about the vault final. So it was an interesting final. Lots of excitement. We had Rebecca Andraji, the reigning Olympic champion on vault, come away with her second world title on this event.
Yeah, she last won in 2021. And then if everyone remembers, last year, she basically balked on her second vault, the Yurchenko double, and didn't even make it into the vault final. So she was a reigning world champion at that point who didn't make it into
and
the
Olympic champion.
An Olympic champion as well, yes.
Didn't make it, and it was like the worst thing ever. So this was her redemption.
And not really completely expected because obviously Simone is in the final and she's doing the Yurchenko double pike and she's been pretty good with that vault up until this point. So I think most people would place their bets on Simone winning this. And if she landed the vault on her feet, she most definitely would have. But
oh, yeah. It only came down to 2/10 with Simone falling.
And that's also with, again, the Laurent deduction, which we mention every time because that's a thing where you get 5/10 deduction for having your coach standing on the mat for safety reasons, which should be allowed. But that's a story for a different day, a rant for a different day. But yeah, Simone did a huge Yurchenko double pike. The biggest one I think she's done.
Yeah.
Like, she was so high in the air and over-rotated it. Things that only Simone Biles does and went straight to her back, which was not intended. She wanted to land on her feet, not her back.
Oh, really? And her chong was pretty good, but I think things definitely got a little bit dicey at that point because I'm pretty sure we said in our preview for this meet that Simone could medal with a fall regardless. Like, we knew that Simone was getting a medal, like, regardless of what happened here. It was going to be a matter of, really, I think, gold or silver if she had a mistake, which, spoiler alert, she did. And then it would come down to how good Rebecca Andraji did. Because I still think with the fall, that didn't mean that Simone was not getting the gold.
Well, she held the lead all the way until the very end when Andraji went.
Yes. And Andraji was really the only one, because of her difficulty, that had the potential to catch Simone, even with that fall, which is wild to say. But Rebecca needed to do two really solid vaults. Like, this was not a given for her just because Simone fell. And I would say that she did that. She really rose to the occasion. She had two great vaults. I would say just about as good as she can do them. I think her team final, Chung, was maybe slightly better than the one she did today, but her double was great.
Yeah, some people were calling it a stick. She held the landing for a hot second, but you could tell she was off balance and then quickly turned to salute. So maybe a little bit of a college stick on that Chun.
Which is what she did in the team finals, too.
Yeah, she's done that a couple times.
But it's an explosive ball. I think the dynamics in the air, the execution, I mean, really, really well done. And I think, you know, didn't have too many landing deductions, that she did the job and she was able to come away with the gold. Like we mentioned, Simone took the silver here, and then Yo So Jung from South Korea with the first world vault medal for South Korea.
And she won a bronze on this event at the Olympics, but this is the first medal of her career at a world championship. So
I got confused by that for a second because I was like, wait a second. Like, you know, I know she's been on a podium before, but I'm like, oh, wait, it's the Olympics.
Yeah.
Not the world championship. So history was made there. That's super exciting. I think that with Jocelyn being out of the mix and Jessica Gadarova being out of the mix, it really did open up that third spot for whoever really wanted to take it. I think Yo So Jung, because of her execution being as clean as it is, really did have at that point the best shot at getting the bronze medal, unless she had, you know, a pretty uncharacteristic mistake. So I'm not too surprised by this podium. I also want to give a shout out to Leanne, who once again stepped in at the last minute. She was probably not expecting to be in this vault final until early this morning or early today. I guess if you're looking at the time in Belgium, for us, it was early this morning. She didn't have the most difficulty in the field. In fact, she had the lowest difficulty out of everybody.
And she also got downgraded. They gave her credit for a pike shape, not a layout.
Yes, which is what they've been doing all world championships. So wasn't really expected to contend for a medal, but happy to see that she got a chance to go out there, compete in the event final. And I don't know, better know, because I feel like how she performed in the team final was definitely not the way that she wanted her world championships to end. So I was glad to see that she got the opportunity and was able to come away with seventh in a world event final on vault, of all places.
I know, one that would not be expected for Leanne.
That would be the one that I would least expect for her. So shout out to Leanne.
Moving over to bars, your new world champion is Chu Chu Yuwin. She qualified in first place and retained that in the event final. The best routine that she's done the entire time we've seen her in Antwerp. Added in more difficulty. She did the in-bar full to Downey and had clean execution as always. Really no surprise, I think, that she came away with the medal here, especially given that Kaylee Anymore did not do the full difficulty that she's capable of. We know that she's capable of a 6.9. And only got a 6.7, which ended up being the same D score as Chu Chu Yuwin.
Yeah, which really made the difference in the end. She didn't connect the Nimor, which is the in-bar layout to Kachev, to the pack, which is what gets her that 6.9 D score. But I think it was still a beautiful routine. I think the best one, one of the best ones that she's done in terms of execution. She stuck her dismount. It was a beautiful routine, but we knew that she probably needed to have, with the way that Chu Chu Yuwin is capable of performing on bars and considering the upgrades that she was able to add, we knew that Kaylee would also need to probably come in with her highest scoring potential. So, but it was a close one.
But no matter what, history was made. That's the first world medal for Algeria, as well as the first medal ever at a world championships for a gymnast representing the African continent.
So. We love that. That is so exciting. I love when history is made.
And I really, really, really hope that the French Gymnastics Federation is punching the wall.
They're punching the air right now.
Yeah, totally. And then Shailese Jones, she won a silver medal on this event last year, got the bronze this year. She had an incredible routine. She was the first one to go.
Yeah.
And had one of the best routines. I mean, she was going for those handstands.
Every single handstand. I think there was one like full pirouette on top of the bar that she had a little bit of an arch, but other than that, like really, really keying in on those handstands.
Which she's always been known for. She's always good at the handstands.
She's so good at it. I would say the best in the field. Like, I don't think anybody was quite hitting all of the handstands as well as she was. So
she could have added an upgrade. She did not do the double front with the half turn. But in the end, it really didn't actually matter because she would get a 10th for doing that. But she did the double front and stuck it, therefore giving away any landing deductions that she would have got.
Yeah, unless she stuck the double front half out, that would really be the only way that it would have potentially raised her score. But if she were to take a step, you know, forward or backward, that would incur more deductions. Sticking the double front, obviously we know that she's capable of doing that. She's pretty consistently stuck it or had a very small hop all year long. So I think that was the smart decision to play it safe and go for the routine that she felt that she could nail the best.
She also also didn't go for the connection, the pact to Van Luen.
Yeah.
Which would have obviously raised her start value a little bit there as well. So not her full difficulty, but a really clean routine. One of the best ones we've seen her do. And still good enough to come away with a world medal on this event. So I'm sure that this is going to be motivation for her, if she's healthy, to continue to work on upgrades on that event and really kind of solidify herself as the United States top bar worker.
Yeah, I think with Suni coming back, it'll be interesting on bars because, mm-hmm. you know, Suni's always been the bar queen for the U.S. in recent years. So that'll be a fun battle between the two of them. But
I want to see that Stalder Nabieva.
Yeah, I feel like going into next year, she could use that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like she just needs like a little something to give her that edge. You know,
I think the biggest factor is going to be her shoulders.
Yeah.
And just being healthy. So we shall see.
And but also confidence. I think confidence is a big thing for Shailese. And
but
she's
looked much better this year.
She has. And she said that this entire World Championships is giving her so much confidence, because even when she's going out there not doing her highest level of difficulty, and maybe she still makes tiny little mistakes here and there, she's still contending with the best in the world. Like, she's coming away so far at this point in time. She still has two more event finals to go, but obviously world champion with the team, bronze in the all-around, bronze on bars, and she's capable of doing more. So that's where I think this bodes really, really well for Shailese, and should give her a boost in confidence, knowing that, you know, she could get a little bit more consistent on some of these elements, she could add a little bit more difficulty, and she'll really be able to contend for gold, especially on an event like bars.
So that does it for day one of event finals.
We do have event finals tomorrow, and Jessica Gadarova has withdrawn from the beam and the bar final. So
yeah, that would mean that Sani Vevers, who of course is the 2016 Olympic champion on beam, would now be in the beam final. And then Alice Kinsella would be replacing Jessica Gadarova in the floor final, which works out because not only is it a direct replacement of a British athlete, but Alice was the first reserve on floor anyway. So there won't be any mishaps on floor.
Thank God.
In terms of who the first reserve is and all of that. But yeah, one more final to go. Same place, same time, 8 a.m. Eastern time on Peacock. And we will be back to share our thoughts on that. Hopefully it's just smooth sailing and nothing crazy happens.
I know, I can't handle any more drama. This was already too stressful for me. But we will be back. We'll probably post our beam and floor event final recap on Monday.
Unless it's so wild to the point where we feel like
it needs to go up right away.
It's an emergency that we address something. We hope you guys have a great morning, afternoon, evening, wherever you are in the world. And we will talk to you soon.
Bye. Bye.